Now, have you ever been guilty of embellishing your past, of embroidering an episode in your life so that maybe you were at the centre of the action rather than simply an observer, in a way that made you seem sort of heroic? For most of us, it probably doesn't matter. But what if you're the most watched TV news anchor in the United States, someone who is trusted and believed by millions of viewers? NBC's Brian Williams was forced to apologise this week after a story he repeatedly told about coming under fire in Iraq in 2003 was revealed to be untrue.
This was a bungled attempt by me to thank one special veteran and, by extension, our brave military men and women, veterans everywhere, those who have served while I did not. I hope they know they have my greatest respect and also now my apology.
Well, he'd claimed that he was travelling in a helicopter that was hit by RPG rocket fire, but after veterans questioned his version, he admitted that he was instead in a following helicopter. And Mr. Williams blamed the mistake on misremembering and the fog of memory. Martin Bell is a retired BBC correspondent who spent his career working in conflict zones. He told me that the Brian Williams faux pas would undermine the entire business.
The temptation for the iconic figure, the number one, the anchor, to place him or herself in the middle of events is much stronger. We'll all make mistakes. We'll forget. We'll not see things we should see. We'll believe somebody we shouldn't believe. But we will not, we will absolutely not, pretend to be somewhere where we were not. Part of the problem is that journalism, and I think television journalism in particular, tends to attract very ruthless people. But the only currency you have is the trust of the people you're broadcasting to. And once that's gone, you're undermining yourself, your network, and the whole business.
So is he right, or should we accept that Brian Williams, in his words, simply misremembered? Richard Gisbert is a former war correspondent and now the host of Al Jazeera's Media Watch programme, The Listening Post.
Misremembered. That's one of those words, like misspoke, that somehow has crept into the news and political lexicon, which I think is Orwellian and disturbing. I wrote a piece about this, and because there was something about it that was bugging me that wasn't being articulated by others. And as I wrote in the piece, I was taught as a very young journalist, the greatest privilege that we have is not to occasionally bear witness to history or to sit down with a Mandela-like figure. That the greatest privilege we have is that people trust us with their stories, people who do not know us from Adam, but who have a story to tell. It can be something small and not very sexy in news terms. Someone's barn is burned down. Their child is being bullied in school, and he doesn't feel that the school is providing his child with the protection that that child needs. And they come to the media, and we're complete strangers to them, and they trust us with their stories. And I was taught very young that is something that we have to respect. We're entrusted with the story and we have to tell it straight. And to take the story and to effectively do what Williams did, which is to actually steal someone's story for self-aggrandizement purposes, is, I think, unforgivable and somewhat revealing.
Was there something really wrong about what Brian Williams did? He misreported an incident that he was involved in. Does that therefore undermine his entire credibility?
I think in a case like this, unfortunately, it does. And just one point on what Martin said. One reason that Martin Bell never misreported or self-aggrandized is that he was there all the time on that Bosnia story where I watched his work closely and on other conflict stories. This syndrome tends to occur not with the person that we call the lifer, the correspondent who is assigned to this story full time. It tends to happen in situations where you have an anchor person or somebody who doesn't do this all the time, but the story is big enough and the news organization wants to show a greater presence on the story. They then send in the anchor, and they're there for 2 days, perhaps 72 hours. And those are people who feel that their combat bona fides, for lack of a better term, haven't been established. They're the ones who are liable to do this kind of thing. If you're Martin Bell and you're there all the time, there's no need to do it because people know who you are and what you're capable of and what you've been exposed to. I can assure you that when you are shot at, it's not something you easily forget. Now, that's not what Brian Williams did. He didn't forget being shot at. He did the inverse. He misremembered the incident.
Brian Williams lied about something that took place 12 years ago. Would it have been more understandable had it been 22, 32 years ago?
Well, I don't really think that's the point. This is a story that morphed over the years and took on a life of its own. In other words, the mythological aspect of his experience there, I don't think surfaced until, you know, it happened in 2003. I think he reported it straight then. Then by 2007, 2008, the mythology crept into it. And by the 10-year anniversary of the alleged event, the story was fully rounded out with complete details. In other words, the story was changing along the way. It's not as though something happened 10 years ago that no one had asked him about in the time since, and then the details weren't there. This is a story that gradually kept changing and taking a different shape over the years, which I think puts it into a different category. And that's when the mythology starts to fall into it. News organizations want to confer the person in the chair with that kind of mythological gravitas and experience that they often don't have. And that, I think, is one of the things that contributed to this incident.
Do you think Brian Williams is position is any longer tenable?
Well, I think if you read the tea leaves from New York, I mean, first of all, I don't think his position should be tenable. What's very interesting is that NBC has a new president, has been in position for about a year now. She's got big problems with another program, another issue that was based on Middle East reporting during the Gaza war. So she has big problems there. And her initial impulse, and it's interesting because, you know, news organizations cover politicians all the time, and a minister in the cabinet may be in trouble. And typically the syndrome is that the prime minister will try to preserve that person in that position for as long as possible until the damage becomes too great. Then they see the light and the person is cut loose. And there's more damage done to the government in that case than is absolutely necessary. What I find ironic is that this news organization now finds itself similarly placed. They've put up the barricades. They're trying to protect him. But I think the announcement that there's now going to be an investigation is the beginning of what should be the end for Brian Williams at NBC News.
That was Richard Gisbert, a former war correspondent and now the host of Al Jazeera's Media Watch program, The Listening Post.